AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. In South Carolina, workers reopened the entire stretch of Interstate 95 South. Parts of the northbound side are still being worked on. Bridges were damaged by severe flooding. Governor Nikki Haley says they need the help of the people of South Carolina.
Be willing to be flexible, be willing to be patient, but know that we are a team that's going to be working fast, and we're a team that's ready to get South Carolina back to where we used to be.
Officials also announced every rain-swollen river in South Carolina had finally reached their crests and were falling. In Zimbabwe, a government official says American dentist Walter Palmer did nothing wrong when he shot and killed a beloved lion, Cecil, during a hunt, and there will be no attempt to extradite him. A U.S. airdrop delivered ammunition to Arab groups fighting the Islamic State group in Syria. AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani has the story.
A military spokesman says Air Force C-17s dropped the supplies to the Arab groups in northern Syria yesterday. Colonel Steve Warren would not identify the groups receiving the small arms ammunition, but did say their leaders have been vetted and that they are fighting to remove the militants from Syria. The airdrop follows the revamped administration approach in Syria, in which it will provide equipment to existing rebel groups instead of trying to build a new Syrian force. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
There's mounting evidence El Nino in the Pacific will produce a rainy winter in California. The extra rain could help ease the state's punishing drought. At Princeton University, Professor Angus Deaton didn't expect to win the Nobel Prize in Economics. He won it for his research on poverty. Deaton jokes, now that he's won, people keep asking him to predict future economic trends.
I don't know why getting the Nobel Prize enables you to see into the future. I wish it were true. I'd be talking to my stockbroker right now, if that were really true.
A closing bell just sounded on Wall Street. The Dow finished up 46 points. This is AP Radio News. Doctors say a new type of heart stent has passed a first major test. The stent works like dissolving stitches, slowly going away after its work is done. The AP's Marilyn Marchion reports the dissolving stent is an improvement over what's been used before.
The evidence is that you need a support system for the artery for about 6 months to a year after a procedure to have a clot removed. And then after that, it becomes a foreign body that can sometimes cause problems or mischief. It is something that is not there naturally. So over time, it can cause some other issues.
This type of stent is already sold in Europe. Florida quarterback Will Grier has been suspended for taking an over-the-counter product containing a banned substance.
Check with your medical staff before you put anything in your body. Doesn't matter cough medicine. I mean, you got to know what you're putting in your body.
Coach Jim McElwain says Grier failed a drug test. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.